With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. The Labor Department says 272,000 new jobs were added in May. That figure surpasses estimates made by analysts. It also goes against tentative signs that the U.S. economy was cooling. President Biden has for the first time publicly apologized to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for a month-long holdup in American military assistance that resulted in Russia making battlefield gains. Former President Donald Trump says he plans to lower inflation if elected in November.
We're going to get rid of inflation, and we're going to bring that number down, not just where you don't have inflation. We're going to bring those costs down because it's the biggest thing I hear is people going out to the grocery store. They make the same amount of money, but they can buy half of the product. They buy half.
Mr. Trump participated in a town hall event in Phoenix yesterday. Also on SRNews.com, like Ronald Reagan before him, President Biden today looks to capture the magic of the Point du Hoc story.
President Joe Biden will speak from Point du Hoc, marking his second trip to the Normandy coast during his visit to France for the 80th anniversary of D-Day. The cliffs of Point du Hoc were scaled by army rangers during the invasion, and the mission became legendary over the years. It was memorialized by President Ronald Reagan in 1984 when he paid tribute to the boys of Point du Hoc. Biden plans to use the site to rally Americans in defense of democracy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
It's day five of Hunter Biden's gun trial in Delaware. Prosecutors are still planning to call a drug expert and an FBI chemist. Their testimony will cap a week that's largely been dedicated to highlighting the seriousness of Hunter Biden's drug problem. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 167 points. This is SRN News. The world's largest children's book publisher releases a gay pride guide.
Scholastic says, quote, "We are experiencing an undeniable joyous boom of queer literature for children." And the company wants to make sure that schools buy lots of those books. The Giant Publisher's 2024 guide contains a long list of recommended books by homosexual authors, including ones aimed at kindergartners, such as My Moms Love Me by Anna Membrino, a story about a child being raised by two women. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Iowa Attorney General's office says it'll resume dispensing abortifacients to victims of sexual assault, but end the practice of reimbursing victims for abortions. Attorney General Brenna Byrd, a Republican, paused the funding while awaiting the results of a comprehensive review of services that began when she took office in 2023. This is SRN News. Former Senator Jim Talent says U.S. deterrence has been diminished in recent decades, but especially over the past 3 years.
And it's because we have been weak and we have had a weak policy. And it's not going to get better if we reelect Joe Biden. I'm deeply concerned we're going to have a war in Indo-PACOM, and we're not going to just be sitting in the sidelines on that one.
Senator Talent's comments come in connection with the 80th anniversary of the D-Day invasion of June 6, 1944. He was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. The Paris Olympics organizers have unveiled a display of the five Olympic rings mounted on the Eiffel Tower as the French capital marks 50 days until the start of the Summer Games. The structure of rings, made of recycled French steel, will be displayed on the south side of the 135-year-old landmark in central Paris. More details at srnnews.com.